Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley,
this is CUDA Confidential,
the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
Starting on Wednesday, the Barracuda embarked on a three-game roadie, beginning in Bakersfield. Entering Wednesday's game with the Condors, the Barracuda were coming off back-to-back wins over the Ontario Reign during their two-game homestand. That homestand was supposed to be three games, but their first matchup, which was scheduled for February 25th against Bakersfield, was postponed out of COVID caution. So that meant the Condors were off for a full 10 days entering Wednesday's game. And that break didn't equal rust for the Oilers affiliate. Instead, it equaled rest. Bakersfield began the season 0-5, but had won their last two going into Wednesday's meeting. Wednesday's game marked the first of 10 on the season series between the two clubs. And the Condors would jump out of the gates with three opening period goals en route to a 6-0 victory. Giannis Jaks would light the lamp at 5:48 to open up the scoring with this first of his AHL career.
Down to the right flank, there's a shot, and they score! What a snipe off the right flank by Giannis Jaks as he carries it along that right wing side and beats Alexei Melnichuk over the right shoulder.
Luke Esposito would then net the first of two on the night just 2 minutes and 10 seconds later.
Far wall. Barracuda trying to clear, but it's taken back by Bakersfield. Give a goal, and they score. Luke Esposito goes through the five-hole Melnichuk, and just like that, it's 2-0 Bakersfield.
After Leon Bergman was called for hooking at 10:34, 35-year-old vet Adam Cracknell would complete the three-goal first for Bakersfield just 8 seconds into the manpower advantage.
McLeod able to draw the penalty. Moroni will play the right point on the power play. Shoots, and they score! It's 3-0 Bakersfield. This time it's from the high slot. It's Adam Cracknell, the veteran.
Barracuda rookie Zach Gallant would try to spark his group in the opening period at 11:57. With the Barracuda down 3-0, Gallant would drop the mitts for his first AHL fight.
As there's a hard check there on Gallant, and Gallant's going to go after him. Here we go. Gallant took a hard check, and I felt like that was a little bit of an interference. He's going to go straight after his man. Hard check there by the defenseman, Max Gilden.
Things wouldn't get better for the Barracuda, though, in the second. And just 3 minutes and 4 seconds into the middle period, on Bakersfield's third shot of the frame, Luke Esposito would tip in his second of the game.
Dumps going, and you see these teams start these games so flat. Here's a shot. Esposito tips it home. It's 4-0 Bakersfield. A shot from the left point by Niemelainen, is tipped home by Esposito. It's 4-0 Bakersfield.
For Esposito, the nephew of Mark Messier, Wednesday marked the first two-goal game of his four-year career. In the third, Jacob Stuckel would pot his first of the year at 10:57, and then newcomer Seth Griffith would collect Bakersfield's sixth and final tally.
Now here come the Condors again. They're threatening to add on to the lead. Shot, they score! It's 6-0. And this time, it's going to be Seth Griffith who finds the back of the net.
The 6-0 loss for the Barracuda was their first blank sheet of 2021 and their first shutout loss since losing 5-0 at Bakersfield on January 22, 2020. Prior to Wednesday's game, the Sharks recalled goaltender Yosef Kozhinash, defenseman Nick DeSimone, and forwards Joachim Blickfeld, Joel Shellman, and Curtis Gabriel. In a corresponding move, the Sharks assigned 5 separate players down to the American Hockey League. Goalie Alexei Melnichuk, defenseman Nick Balash, and forwards Noah Gregor, Sasha Shemilevsky, and Stefan Nason. This was Sommer talking about Wednesday's result, resetting for Friday's matchup against San Diego, and adjusting to having different players in the lineup on a night-in and night-out basis.
In season, 40 games or less, and you know every game is has that much more magnitude to it, and you just can't afford to throw games away and not be prepared to play. I thought that's the biggest thing I took out of it. That's what we were talking about today out on the ice, that, you know, it's, you know, the second game that we played Ontario there, there wasn't one guy I didn't like his game. I mean, I liked everyone's game. And then the game in Bakersfield, I found maybe one or two guys that were okay. The rest of them stunk, and, you know, to a man. And, you know, that's just not you're not going to win a lot of hockey games like that. You know, we talked about, you know, Bakersfield being an older team than Ontario. You know, they're, you know, kind of veteran, you know, like they have a lot of veterans on their team that, you know, and they kind of play steady. And if you're not ready to play against them, you know, you're down. And it seems like every time we went into Bakersfield, at least last year, we were down 3 or 4 goals before at the 10-minute mark, just not ready to play. And like I said, it's inexcusable, and hopefully it doesn't happen again. We had a great practice today. I thought it was real up tempo. Guys worked hard. If they would have worked like that in practice yesterday, maybe the game would have been a different scenario than it was.
Yeah, you're dealing with, in this league all the time, recalls and reassignments. You had 10 players in total move. You had 5 go up and 5 come down. I know you're not going to use that as an excuse, but when you have players coming down to the American Hockey League, you know, there is going to be an adjustment. I'm sure at the same time, your expectations for these players are maybe even higher than the rest of your group. So for the guys coming down, how do they kind of find their game and get into a groove here with this group?
Well, you know, it's you know, they're coming down here to play games. I mean, you know, some of them have only played a couple games in the last 2 months. They were on the taxi squad, and it's a time for them to get their game back, get their timing back, see where their conditioning's at. Because, you know, practicing and then playing a game is a whole nother ball game. And, you know, all the guys that came down, they weren't good last night. You know, I could, to a man, I didn't think they were the way they were when I saw them in their NHL games. And, you know, that's something, you know, they got to be prepared to play down here. Like I said, it's a short season. There's a lot riding on each game. You know, we don't have time to goof around and have poor performances like that. And, you know, I'm hopefully tomorrow we have a different outcome.
On Friday, the Barracuda would make Sharks franchise affiliate history as they dress 3 different California natives in their lineup against San Diego. Sasha Shemalevsky hails from Huntington Beach, Jake McGrew from Orange, California, and Evan Weinger from El Segundo. Weinger would make his presence felt in the first as he was able to bank in his first of the season at 11:07.
9:04 remaining in this first. Nothing score between the Barracuda and the goals. Shots very one-sided. 9-2 in favor of San Jose. Weinger has had the best chance. Centers in front. They score! Weinger hit a crossbar earlier in the game. Able to center it in front. And I think it's going to be Weinger's goal. It was hard to tell on whether that puck was touched home by a member of the...
Just 16 seconds later, though, the goals would tie the game up at 1-1 during a delayed penalty call.
With Brendan Gooley, and it's going to be a penalty against Shookstra. Gooley's going to snake his way through traffic, spots more near side Agostino, and he scores on the delayed call. Andrew Agostino goes top shelf, and we're level at 1-1.
San Diego rookie Bo Grew would get called for a holding penalty at 14:54 of the first. And Jaden Holbgewachs would snap in his second of the year to give the Barracuda back their lead. A lead they would not relinquish again.
Out of the left point, walking the line, Rousseau, left top circle. Holbgewachs, he shoots, he scores! A snipe just inside the near post by Holbgewachs, and the Barracuda could have a power play goal.
Because the Sharks recalled forward Stefan Nason and Noah Gregor back up to their taxi squad prior to Friday's game, the Barracuda were forced to play 2 defensemen, Robbie Rousseau and Carlos Shookstra, up at forward. For Shookstra, Friday marked his AHL debut. At 16:44 the first, Shookstra would score his first AHL goal.
One up to the point, Yaros, left side, middle. His quick shot wide. Yaros will track it down. Put it on net. They score! Carla Shooksta in his American Hockey League debut is able to tip it home. And the Barracuda extend their lead to two.
In the second, up 3-1, Sasha Shemilevsky would direct in a Robbie Russo slot pass during the second minor of a double minor high sticking penalty against San Diego's Simon Benoit. For Shemilevsky, in his second AHL game of the year, it was his first goal of the season.
Now to the right side, Russo. Right-handed shot, gives it along for Suomela. Fakes it, gives it back to Russo. Put on net, they score! What a read by Russo. Faked the shot, gave it along for Shemilevsky, and he's able to tip it home for his first of the season, and the Barracuda take a 4-1 lead.
Sharks forward and Long Beach native Matt Nieto would score on Friday as well in the Sharks' 5-4 overtime loss to Vegas, making it three different Californians in the organization who scored on Friday. Hope Gowax would put the game well out of reach at 14-28 with his second goal of the night and fourth career two-goal game.
Now Devan down low. Benoit. Here's a chance. Hope Gowax shoots. He scores! A turnover by the goals, and Hope Gowax has his second of the night, and the lead is up to 5-1.
In the victory, Alexei Melnichuk would make 16 saves to pick up his first AHL win as the Barracuda held the goals to a season-low 17 shots. Head coach Roy Sommer spoke to the media after the game.
I thought it was a great rebound game for us. I know that I don't think they were happy with the way we played in Bakersfield. I mean, to a man, it was I couldn't find one player that was any good. And then tonight, I couldn't find one player that didn't contribute in some way. And, with the lineup, we had a couple D that were up front. You know, those are always kind of scary games because the other team's probably looking over going, it's going to be kind of a walk tonight and shoot from the drop of the puck for 60 minutes. We were solid.
Hope Gowax, the game's number one star, also spoke after his two-goal performance.
Yeah, I think, it's been a bit of a slow start, so I was kind of due for a game. And, I think just our line played really well together tonight. And, we created offense and we're making good plays. So I think, that was the biggest thing. And I was just using my speed and getting to the areas. Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing is just moving my feet. When I move my feet, I feel like, good things happen and I can get to areas where I should be. And just getting to the net and getting pucks to the net. And, I think those are the biggest things. When you're not finding a game, just throw pucks on net and make sure you're moving your feet. And when I do that, I feel like, offense comes and I play better as a whole.
On Saturday, in the second of back-to-back games against the Ducks affiliate, the Barracuda expected San Diego's best, and despite putting 41 shots on net, it was the goals who managed to pick up a 3-2 overtime win. Hunter Drew would begin the scoring for San Diego at 7:19 of the first period, but Maxim Letounov would answer back less than 2 minutes later for the Barracuda as he was able to light the lamp for his first of the season.
Or it would have been a tap-in goal for Russo. Merkley saw him, and Russo's going to get it for Merkley now. Back skates towards the end line, spots Letounov moving in! He scores! And Max Letounov has his first goal of the year, and we're tied back up at 1-1.
Moments after Letounov's tally, San Diego would move up the ice on a 2-on-1, and Alexei Melnichuk would make a tremendous glove save on San Diego's Brendan Gooley to keep the game level at 1-1. It would turn out to be one of several highlight reel stops for the 22-year-old netminder.
Answer back just 16 seconds later. Here comes Dusty now. Where's the puck? What a save! Oh my goodness, what a stop there by Melnichuk! You have got to be kidding me. Roll the highlight reel on that one as Melnichuk is going to go get a squirt of water at his bench. What a save, are you kidding me? Everybody stood frozen. I thought the puck was in the back of the net, and I think so did San Diego. They just kind of stood there wearing.
In the second, Bo Grew would recapture the goal's advantage just 1:52 into the period.
And Moore, a 1-on-2, will bring it into the offensive zone. Well defended by Handemark. Laid back up ice into the goal's end. Split along. Golan will gain the offensive line down that left wing side. Circles the wagon. Centers in front. They score! Is the recipient of the goal line pass, and the Gulls retake their lead.
After Gouley was popped for slashing, the Barracuda would go on to the power play. And on his 22nd birthday, Zach Gallant would pot his first of his AHL career to tie the game up at 2-2.
Works his way into the attacking zone. Shot steered wide. Rimmed around to the right point for Merkley. Quickly funnels it left wing for Gallant. Slaps it ahead! He scores! Zach Gallant, top shelf on the power play, has his first American Hockey League goal, and we're tied at 2-2.
After a scoreless third, the game would need overtime, and Andrew Agostino would net the game winner for the Gulls, who improved to 3-0 in overtimes this year.
A swing on up high to the point for Brouillard, and Carrick will get off for a fresh skater. Chmielewski, the end of his shift, is trying to slither his way through a couple of goals. And Carrick had him in his crosshairs, able to tee him up. Here's a chance for Agostino. Misplayed there by Merkley, and they score. Andrew Agostino takes the puck off of Ryan Merkley's stick and beats Alexei Melnichuk through the five hole.
The Barracuda and Gulls will face off again on Tuesday for the third straight meeting. This game will be held at Solar for America Ice at San Jose, and will be the third game on the six-game season series between the two clubs. When we return, we'll chat with a pair of former Barracuda defensemen, now turned Gulls, Jeremy Waugh and Trevor Carrick. This is CUDA Confidential.
You gotta see it to believe it. The future of car buying is here. Hey, it's Sean Del Grant of the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Oak Tree Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And I'm proud to present No Brainer Checkout, the online car buying experience that's, well, a no-brainer. Do everything from start to finish completely online. Get a Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Get loan pre-approval, customize lease, finance, and purchase options, even schedule the pickup or delivery of your brand new Mazda.
It's a whole new way to buy a car.
It's a whole new way to be happy. Spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your brand new Mazda. Shop online, buy online. Don't miss some of the most exciting incentives in our history. Join over 250,000 happy car buyers and experience the future of car buying with our exclusive no-brainer checkout at the Bay Area DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Some say there's no I in team, but there is a you, especially when you have a team from Kaiser Permanente, your doctors, nurses, and specialists working together to help take care of you. And the best part? You can connect with your team in person, by phone, video, or email. To learn more about our connected medical care and about doctors who work as a team for you, visit kp.org.
Appointments is available and appropriate.
Coors Light wants to help you catch a Sharks game from the best seats in the house. Just share a photo of your Sharks at-home game setup to sjsharks.com/homeice for a chance to win Coors Light Silver Seats tickets, Sharks gear, and more. Winners will be chosen weekly, so post a pic showing how you watch the Sharks to sjsharks.com/homeice today. 2021, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Must be 21 or older. Celebrate responsibly.
Jeremy Waugh, Gulls defenseman. What's going on, man? Thank you for the time. New team, new city. How are things going? What's the adjustment been like going into a new locker room?
I've been knowing a lot of those guys already, like either playing against them for the last 3 years or lots of, like, there's so many French Canadians here this year. So like there's some that I've either played with or played against like growing up too. So it kind of was a pretty easy transition, like coming into this team and just like knowing the people. Already knew like one of the coaches from when I was back in Sherbrooke and junior. So it was a pretty easy transition to just move down here.
You're in a new situation. You're trying to make a good impression. What has been the approach so far this season?
Well, I think like this year with a couple teams folding, like all so many junior guys being here, like it was a little harder year for everyone that just would like didn't have a contract. Like lots of guys had to go to Europe. I remember like Frankie Perron that played what 2 years ago, like he's in Sweden now, or like lots of guys just had to go to Europe because they couldn't find a contract here. So I was fortunate enough to be able to get a contract in California again. So I think that just like keeping that in the back of my mind and taking it one day at a time is like the way to go right now. It's sometimes it's hard. You never know with like the taxi squads, you never know what the lineup's going to be before, like probably 2 hours before the game. Even the coaches sometimes don't know. So you just got to be ready for anything and just adapt to it.
You've been now with the Goals for a couple of months. What type of team do you think you guys have?
I think we have like a really good mix of like older guys and rookies. Like we still don't know what's going on with a lot of them, with juniors and stuff, but there's some like really good players around. And obviously like Zegras was here for a little bit, a great player. He's up now. And then Drysdale is up for a little bit, so we don't know if we're going to see him again. But I think just like those two guys as rookies were like unbelievable. And then lots of good veterans from like the past years, like and then old Trev coming in, Sam, his brother, Potsy Agazino, that was in Colorado for a little bit. So I think it's a good mix of like everything.
Has it helped having Trevor Carrick there, a guy who came over to trade in late January, but you spent all of last season with him?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was nice when he got in too, so that like we could still like connect a little more, because I've been like, we spent the full year together, and then just having him around, like he's obviously like a good player and a good guy, so it's nice to have him around.
When we come back, we'll hear from Goals defenseman Trevor Carrick. This is CUDA Confidential.
San Jose recycles clean. Empty and scrape food and liquid from containers before recycling. Putting food and liquid soiled items in your recycling bin can make otherwise good recyclables too dirty to be recycled. Visit sanjoserecycles.org for guides and videos on how to recycle clean in San Jose. That's sanjoserecycles.org. San Jose recycles clean. Empty and scrape containers before recycling. Brought to you by the City of San Jose Environmental Services Department and Santa Clara County.
At Floor & Decor, we know pro. As your one-stop source, we deliver everyday savings on over a million square feet of in-stock flooring, tools, and installation materials. See how our flooring experts can help save you time and money with our best-in-class selection at rock-bottom prices. And with pro-level benefits like our dedicated pro service team, pro hotline, free 14-day storage, and unbeatable pro loyalty program, you get what you need, when you need it, where you need it. Come discover Floor & Decor, where we know pro.
Trevor Carrick, former Barracuda defenseman, now member of the San Diego Goals. Thank you very much for the time. New surroundings this season. The team is playing out of Irvine this year opposed to San Diego. What has that been like?
Yeah, so we're in Irvine, obviously, for the remainder of this year. And, I mean, getting here, the facility that we're in, we're using the Ducks practice rink. You guys have been there. Brand new building. It's awesome. It's, you know, brand new. They got everything you need there. So it's not San Diego, but Irvine, it's just as nice. It's weather's great. And like you said, I'm living with my brother, so I get the chance to do that. It's been a little weird. It's been a bit of an adjustment, obviously, you know, living with him. I'm not used to playing with him and seeing him at the rink and stuff. So it's kind of weird seeing him at the rink and, you know, strapping on the pads with them in the room, but it's been fun. It's been a cool experience so far. And I think we're just soaking it in right now, having fun with it. And, it's been great so far, and obviously getting the chance to live with each other too. It's, makes it even better.
Your brother, Sam, is the captain for the Goals. He has had the C for the last couple of years. What's it like playing with Sam and also playing in a sense under him, being that he's in a leadership role?
Yeah, it's been different. You don't really get to see that side of your brother, like at home and stuff. So when you see it at the rink, I wasn't quite sure how he was and in the room and how he, you know, interacts with his teammates and the younger guys. So, it's been kind of cool to see, you know, how he is and, you know, see him in a leadership role and kind of see how guys, you know, follow him and look up to him. It's been pretty cool. And, you know, he's not the loudest guy in the room, but I think he plays he plays hard and leads by example. So it's been cool so far. It's been a little different, like I said, but you know, it's been an adjustment.
The team got off to a great start. You won your first six games, and you've been sparked by a couple young guys in Trevor Zegras and Jamie Drysdale, who the Ducks took within the top 10 in the NHL draft over the last couple of years. Both are now up with the Ducks. We'll see if they come back down at any point, but what has impressed you the most about those two youngsters?
Yeah, it's been a unique year. Obviously every team's in the same position, just with, you know, the NHL and the taxi squad and having guys come down and guys go up all the time. And I feel like every lineup that we have for each game has been completely different, but the younger guys, those top younger guys, the Zegras and Drysdale, and there's a few other guys that would normally be playing junior right now that are with us. The talent that they have, it's crazy. Like Zegras, for example, you guys have probably all, you know, heard his name and aware of him, but like, I've never been on the ice with such a skilled guy. Like it's crazy just watching him, the stuff that he's able to do, and Drysdale as well. Like, especially on the back end for me, watching him skate and stuff, he just makes it look so easy. And like, the kid's 18 years old. Like it's nuts. Like the confidence and, you know, the ability to come into, you know, the AHL and, you know, put up points and just have so much poise and confidence as an 18-year-old. It's cool to see. So, it's been a lot of fun. Like you said, we have a good group, but we went through a little rough stretch there, and, you know, we have a few guys that are called up right now. So, it's, you know, you got to just come in, you just got to deal with it. And, guys are going to be going up and down, but thankfully we got a good team here, and we got some good older guys, some veterans, and, you know, we got a nice younger group too. So it's been fun so far.
Last question. You were traded in late January from the Sharks to the Ducks, which I'm sure was a shock when it all went down. You had been traded before, though. You were traded from Carolina to San Jose just the year prior. Once you digested all the info, realized where exactly you were going, were you pretty excited thinking about the possibility of getting to play with your brother Sam?
Yeah, you kind of said it right there. It was definitely a shock. You know, learning the news from who told me there, Doug Jr. at the hotel. It was a surprise. I wasn't expecting it. I was, you know, enjoying my time with San Jose, and we're in Arizona at the time. So when I found out, it took me a second, but when I actually soaked it in and realized I was going to Anaheim or San Diego and getting the chance to play with my brother, it was cool. It took me a day to kind of, you know, settle down and, you know, figure everything out. But once I kind of sat back and thought about it and, you know, learned that I was going to get the chance to play with Sam, it was pretty cool. And the family was pretty excited, obviously, getting the chance to watch us play, and they don't have to flip through different games now. They can just turn on the one. So I'm sure they're just as happy.
That's going to do it for this episode of CUDA Confidential. A reminder, the Goals and Barracuda will drop the puck on Tuesday at 6 p.m. live from Solar for America Ice. We'll be on the air 30 minutes prior with our pregame show. You can listen to Tuesday's game on the Sharks Audio Network via sjsharks.com/listen, sjbarracuda.com/listen, through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and as always, you can watch the game at ahltv.com. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying thanks for listening, and so long until next time.